I think it's a good start for us. I mean, obviously we have three more games left, and you know, we've created a vision in terms of what we want to look like. So I thought first game, so far so good, but we have a lot of football left.
What's this vision? How do you want it to look like?
You know, the vision is just looking like a legitimate secondary in the NFL. You know, I know we were young last year and we took our bumps the first eight, and we got a little better in our last eight. But this whole offseason, we had a chance to watch a lot of tape and look at a lot of things that we needed to improve individually and as a group. And I think we have a clear picture on what's expected out of us.
So there were times last year it didn't look like a legit secondary?
Early on. I mean, starting three rookies. So we took some lumps. But I think as we improved toward the end of the season and had a chance to really look at it collectively in terms of what we want done this season, I thought the first preseason game was a good start for us.
Boost does Winston get from that interception touchdown for
the moment? Oh, big time. Anytime you score on defense, that's not only going to boost the secondary, but it's going to boost the whole secondary, you know, the whole defense. So I thought it was very good for him because he's definitely has improved and he's buying into some things, and it's good to see him have some success.
Has McCray taken advantage of the extra reps that he's gotten, particularly with the first team with ball being out?
Yes, he has. I think it's helping him become more mature as a player and being with the first group, and he still has a little ways to go, but again, he's definitely improving as a player.
How about Harris? I mean, he missed all of last year, but he's around.
The one thing I was happy to see is his physicality coming up tackling, and I think he's really becoming a pure read technique, bump and run guy. We have to continue to help him with the IQ part of it, but he's really a rookie if you look at it. He sat out all last year, so for him to play at a decent level right now is encouraging.
The refs, when they were here, talked about you guys being an example of how to play the new technique when you're not allowing all that tugging. Is that because you've got a really young secondary and they're easier to teach? Or how would you explain that?
Well, it's just a technique in general. We don't teach holding. I know sometimes they're going to hold. That's just a part of the position. But we try to teach a pure technique, and I think these guys are catching on pretty quick.
What did Winston buy into?
Just the process, not trying to become an all-pro player in year one. There's definitely a process, learn the defense, tackling, technique, just all the things that really help players play at a level that's expected of them.
Bradley mentioned how well Fleming played. How did he improve so much from last year?
Just making plays. You know, he's been fighting his tail off in practice, and I think it's a pretty good group of young corners, and he stayed focused. And again, he's just following the process of what we're trying to do. And it was nice to see him make two nice plays at the end of the game. And he tackled well too.
Played well, you're one banged up a little bit. What's the difference now with Dwayne, one and Eagle two?
Just solid. I think he's playing with a clear mind. He's not putting a lot of pressure on himself. He's focusing on his techniques and, you know, just the things that we need him to do, and he's just playing within himself.
You can ask about everybody, but John Cyprian, is he just steady and keeps growing, or what are you working with him on?
Just a solid player. Just let the game come to you. I know sometimes when you're a young player with ability, you want to be involved in a lot of plays and you want to try to force plays, and I think he's done a good job just letting the plays come to him, and they're going to find him at some point, so not – you know, just don't look ahead and try to make plays because that's when you make mistakes. So I just think he's playing within himself.
What did he need to do heading into the off season to get better?
Just play within himself. Just not get too far ahead to where I have to. I'm a second-round pick. I'm supposed to play like a second-rounder. And it's like, no, just play within the defense, and those plays will find you. And he's tackling well. He's a lot better in pass defense. He's pretty sharp, so he's understanding the defense. So I like where he is right now.
Does Fleming have a chance to be in any kind of rotation, or is he a special teams player if he makes it this year?
I just think we got to take one game at a time with him. Obviously, we're giving him an opportunity to make our team like all the other guys. So one thing I learned from an old coach is just tell these guys every day is an interview. So you just have to come every day and just do your best.
From your days as a coordinator, when you have a consistent four-man rush, how much options does that open up for coverage and doing other things?
Oh, that helps a lot. You know, you pretty much can do whatever you want. Our D-line did a great job. Coach Wash and his guys put some pressure, so that makes it a little easier for us. So as long as we can play good technique and play within the defense and we can continue the pass rush, you're going to see more improvement.
How's Rashad Reynolds developing?
He has an old soul. He's just puts me in the mind of McCray. They're beyond their years when you just look at them as young men. So he has a great approach to the game, very smart, very mature, takes the game serious. So he's making strides.